It's showtime at Pizza Pizza. Hi, it's Pat Finelli presenting Dinner and a Movie with over $15 in savings. Order a small, medium, or a large pizza with any three toppings, any three Coke, and a free two-for-one Cineplex movie admission for only $13.99. Now playing dinner, drinks, and a movie for $13.99. It's showtime at Pizza Pizza.
There's nothing more groovy than pizza and a movie. Order Pizza Pizza.
All right, Grapes, yesterday you talked about the penalties in Florida for throwing the rats, fake rats given away before the game.
What do you think, they're real rats?
Well, they were real rats at the first. Scott Mellenby had one on the ice and had to kill it.
That's yours. I was in the dressing room. Keep going. I'll keep contracting. I will talk about Northland and the Rexall and the closing then. I got some funny stories about Gretzky. Well, I guess they're not funny, but they were funny to me at the time.
All right, that's all in Edmonton right after this.
All right, I'm doing the color. I used to be able to do the color, and they, you know how I don't do the color anymore. They told me, Ralph Mellenby told me, I kept getting in trouble all the time. Someday I'll tell you about that. And he said, well, we'll give him 5 minutes at the end of the period. Well, I guess there's 5 minutes now. Anyhow, I'm doing the color, and the big deal in Canada, United States, was that Gretzky never got hit. There was a rule in the National Hockey League, don't hit Gretzky. And I kept telling the American guys that everything, it's not true. It was Semenko and McSorley, and he'd go on and on. But he did have a credit card out there. So he's going along, and I had criticized him in the first period about something. I always give it to the Stars and Lemieux. Anyhow, I'm giving it to him pretty good. And all of a sudden, he cuts along the blue line with his head down, and a guy named Billy McCreary, not the referee, distant uncle or something, anyhow. Billy was the referee. All of a sudden, I mean, he hit him. You couldn't believe. He nailed him so good. He was out cold. And he's laying at the blue line. I thought, geez, I hope he's not dead because I just give him heck. That's what I think. I looked at. Anyhow, they got him up. And I remember they had the camera on him. And he's hollering. He's standing on the bench calling, Sammy! Sammy! And that was Semenko to get the guy. So now John Brophy's the coach of Trot. It was Trot, eh? And John, and so I, you know, they're going to put him on good hit and all that. The kid never had one shift in the National Hockey League after that, especially that night, because if he had to put him on, as they say, he wouldn't be breathing in the morning. Yeah, it was the old Northland, and they call it Rexall, and I think it was Skyreach before that, and now it's going to have a wrecking ball. You know, it's going to cost $8 million. $8 million to wreck it. That's a lot of money to wreck a thing. Anyhow, I got another great story. When Gretzky got 50 goals in 35 games.
All right, that was the old Northlands Coliseum in Edmonton. Remember the WHA there, the Oil Kings? The junior
opened
team?
Up the WHA.
Well, it did, and a great new arena opening next year in Edmonton. You'll have more when you were a color commentator there years ago.